the faithful gathered inside and outside St Mary's Cathedral in Sydney. Former Conservative Prime Ministers Tony Abbott and John Howard were amongst the mourners.
In short, he's the greatest Catholic Australia has produced and one of our country's greatest sons.
The Archbishop of Sydney led the service, describing Cardinal George Pell as a giant of the Catholic Church in Australia. He was also controversial and the most senior Roman Catholic convicted of sexual abuse. Pell spent more than a year in prison before the convictions were overturned by the High Court. He caused division within the church, a point acknowledged in his final farewell.
But if some experienced him as demanding, pugilistic, or polarising, and others as faithful, hospitable, and witty, it's now the turn of the saints to endure his teasing, lecturing, and commands.
Outside, hundreds gathered to show their anger. Despite being exonerated in 2020, Pell's detractors remained critical of him. Survivors of child sexual abuse led the rally, confronting mourners at Thursday's service.
This is a private funeral for an individual, and it's completely private.
He was a paedophile facilitator, and he couldn't be looked at in any other way. That's how we should be remembered, a man that thought, you know, hurting children and abusing children was okay.
Basically just to show solidarity with the victims and the survivors of what's happened through the Catholic Church, but particularly George Pell.
Pell died in Rome last month. He'll be buried at St Mary's Cathedral, where he previously served as Archbishop. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera.